2 Peter chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 15, if the Lord will be our help. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. The Bible says, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." Now pay attention to that word closely, remembrance. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I want to look tonight for just a minute or two, if God will be our help, on this stop, a more sure word. Amen? Now, we touched on this, I think, about 2014 or summers out there, on this more sure word. But as I was looking at this the other day, and I began to ponder on this, and I began to think about Peter as he's telling us to remember. Amen. And I got to thinking on that, and several times it's come up. Seemed like every time I talked to somebody this week, we was talking about the remembrance, about the things that God has for us, that God wants to show us that'll be a help to us when we need that help. Amen? Isn't it amazing that there's help for those that need help? You say, "Preacher, where do you find that out?" You find it in the volume of the book. Amen? There's always a more sure word, praise God. And it doesn't come from man, it doesn't come from the world, but it comes from God, our great Creator and God. And Peter's telling him, he said, listen, said his time was coming, he was almost to his demise, he's coming to a point, and you know, the history tells us that Peter said that the history tells us that Peter was crucified upside down. He wouldn't even allow him to crucify like his Savior was crucified. But he knew his time was coming. He knew his days were short. And he's putting forth a remembrance here. And he said, "Have these things always in remembrance." He said, always remember, praise God. And what he's telling us here tonight is you can always get something from God. If you have a problem, if you have a difficulty, if you have a situation in your life, God has the answer. Only place you'll find it is from God. The world don't have answered your problems. All it does is piles on more problems. Have you ever noticed you get out and trying to dig your way out of a situation, and you end up getting in three or four more situations before, amen, and you ever find the end of that situation? Amen. But God Almighty knows exactly where we're at. And He said, if you'll just remember, not to forget God, to keep Him as in the forefront of your mind, praise God. He said, it's not about cunningly devised fables and the things that we hear. He said, when we have made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the Word of God is what had that dynamite effect, praise God, and it blowed a hole in all the things of this world, praise God, and it give a place where you could see. It give room for the light to shine forth, praise God, and when it did, it shined forth into the very portals of your heart. Amen? Amen? That's where God got a hold of me, was in the center of my heart. Amen? He was in my mind for a long time. I knew man had to be saved. I knew there was a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Amen. I knew that for sure. Amen. I'd been preached to. I knew exactly what, praise God, I'm glad it was a Wednesday night that the Lord helped me to find out how to get there. Amen. That power came down with the explosion. That exposed power, that word is a dynamo, amen. It was a dynamite power that blowed the junk out of my sight, blowed it out of my mind, blowed it out of the way, praise God, so that I could see Jesus. On that Wednesday night, 1976, when I got saved by His marvelous grace. Amen. Tender mercy come to where I was at. Praise the Lord, in that little old church. Amen. Saved me by God's marvelous grace. Come to where I was. Praise the Lord. He said, he says he's concerning some of these things that they have dealt with. And we've seen a lot of things. We've seen God do a lot of things. Amen. And he's concerning, in verse 16 through 19 here, he's talking about things that's concerning the testimony and of the apostles. It's the testimony that they had. Look what it said. The Bible shows us here that they saw. They saw Jesus Christ with their own eye. He said, but we're eyewitnesses of His majesty. See, when things blow out of you, when things get out of the way where you can see clearly, praise God, and the light will come on for you, and you'll see Jesus, praise God, every time. When the Word of God penetrates your darkness, illuminates your light, praise God, turns your light on, praise God, you'll see the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Amen. What a magnificent picture it is. What a magnificent light is shown. That they said they could see Jesus Christ. He said they were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Amen. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only did they see the Lord Jesus Christ, but they see all the prophecies that was being fulfilled through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. They seen what was transpired, what the Old Testament prophets said would happen, praise God, being fulfilled right before their eyes in this man Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, you have any doubt about Him? I don't have a doubt one about my Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God of glory, praise God. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Christ of God that came down from heaven to live, praise the Lord, and died on the cross of Calvary and got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, when the devil would like to held Him down, when the devil would like to kept Him down, praise the Lord, it couldn't hold Him, the devil couldn't hold Him, because he wasn't holding to it. Why? Because Jesus Christ, my Jesus, my Savior was a perfect, sinless man. Now we say that in a day and a time when if we ain't careful, we condone everything that goes on. Well, you know, it's just the day and the hour that we're living in, preacher. You know, we just kind of go with the flow, preacher. If all my buddies and friends is doing it, preacher, we just got to kind of agree that it's probably all right. Amen. No, we don't. Amen. What we got to do is stand like like somebody with a backbone like a saw log and say, according to God's Word, amen, there's a direction that God give us to go, and that we need to follow in God, in godliness, praise God, and not that we follow along with them, because if you have the blind lead the blind, the Bible said you'll fall in a ditch. Praise God, and that ditch is deep, and it's full of ravenous beasts, but praise God, there's a way that seemeth right, praise God, leads to destruction, but there's a way that is right, praise God, and lead to righteousness tonight for the glory of God. And if we'll follow in that path of righteousness for His name's sake, praise God, we won't only be caught up in the blindness of the world, praise God, but we can begin to lead them out by turning the light on for them. Amen. Darkness is everywhere. But you know what the sad part is tonight? People's getting accustomed to the dark. Amen. People are becoming accustomed to the dark. Say, well, I don't. You know, if you take your light and you begin to dim it just a little bit at a time, you begin to accustom, your body begins to accustom itself to the fading light and the growing darkness. Amen. Even your eyeballs begin to change; they begin to get bigger, so they take in more light. Amen. But praise God, but I want to say, Lord God, if we'll just stay with the Lord, praise God, stay with the Word of God, amen, realize that everything is fulfilled in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the light will keep shining and we can just follow the light. Amen. And when everybody else is going off into darkness, praise God, we have to be that light. Amen. Which, of necessity, we've got to be the light. Amen. We've got to be that light. Darkness is everywhere. Darkness closes in. Darkness overshadows. Darkness takes it, takes what it will in. But praise God, I'm glad just a little bit of light. Now listen to me. Amen. Just a little spark of light. Amen. We was one time down in them caverns over there in Tennessee, way down there in the depth of the heart of the earth, almost seemed like. And they got in there and they had a switch over in the wall, and he said, "Now everybody stand real still." We was standing there real still, and he reached over and flipped that light off. And boy, did as soon as that power left that bulb, guess what? We were in total darkness. I mean, absolute total darkness, as dark as dark can get. But you know what? He took a little old lighter and he flipped that little lighter on, and that little bitty lighter began to lighten up that room. I want to say glory be to God. Not listen. Through the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be that little lighter that'll light the way, that'll illuminate the path so that others might see and follow in the goodness of God, because He is good tonight. He's an almighty God. He's a powerful God. He's a loving God. He's a keeping God. He's an approachable God. He's a God that's there for you, and He's there for me, and He's there for them, praise God. And if they can see a light in you, and they migrate toward the light, or not migrating toward you, Brother Lynn, but they're migrating toward the Lord Jesus Christ, praise be to God, He'll take them up. He'll guide them up. He'll show them up. He'll give them a direction that's always up. Amen. God, Lord didn't come to tear down. Lord didn't come to kill and destroy. The Lord didn't come to cast you into darkness. The Lord didn't come to put you in doubt. He, praise God, He come to take you out of doubt and put you in the marvelous light of God the Father, praise God. He said, "I'm going to shine forth and say what the Father says." Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, "Preacher, how do you get that light?" It's in the Word of God. Amen. It illuminates your heart. It shows you the way. It tells you what to say. The disciples went out. Jesus told them. He said, "You go out." And He said, "You don't even..." Now listen. He said, "You don't even premeditate what you're going to say." Amen. He said, don't pre-program it. Don't meditate on it. He said, just trust God Almighty and the Holy Spirit of God to give you what you need to say in the administration of power and might of God. Just go out and just a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and lift up the name of God. You remember what happened? Brother Dean, them disciples come back rejoicing. Woo! Glory be to God. Say, what happened? Like Jesus, He already knows what happened. Say, praise God, in Your name, praise Lord. He said, we cast out devils and demons, praise God. Things got better. Light was everywhere we went, praise God. The light was there. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God that's the light tonight. Amen. When you're in that deepest darkness, that cavern, praise God, there's always a flicker there. Amen. I won't say, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is a light that'll never go out. It don't matter how bad it gets, how hard it gets, praise God, that light will always be on. That light, it's better than Motel 6. Said they'll leave the light on for you. Amen. Let me tell you what Jesus does. Jesus Christ Almighty keeps the light on for you. Amen. No chains of the power going. Hell, glory. No chains of the power going out. No chains of the light bulb dimming. No chains of the element burning out. The power of Almighty God through the Word of God. Paul said, Peter said, "Hey, listen. We saw the power of God. We saw the prophecies being fulfilled. We saw the mighty hand of God. Praise His holy name. It was all good." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it was it was all looking up. Amen. Said, we saw the power of God. We saw Him in His transfiguration. Peter, James, and John, up on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was transfigured before. Amen. And He shone, praise God, in all His glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see what they were seeing. The testimony that they had of the apostles. The testimony they had to give. But not only did we see that what they saw, but we see what they heard. Amen. Or we hear what they heard. In verse 17, listen to what he says. He said, "For we have received from God and the Father honor." So, for he receiveth from God the Father honor and glory. Who received honor and glory? Lord Jesus Christ. Where did honor and glory come from? It come from the portals of glory through the Father. Amen. Praise God. He never lifted up himself, praise God, because he had a heavenly Father that was always lifting him up. You know why God was always lifting him up? Oh, Lord Jesus Christ was always looking up. Listen, children, it's time to quit looking down. It's time to quit hanging our head. It's time to look up, praise God, for our redemption draweth nigh, and call on the God of heaven who's going to step out in a day or two. Did you hear what I said? He's going to step out in a day or two and come get those that's been born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to come get us, praise God. He's going to pluck us up out of here, and he's going to take us home to be with him where he is. Amen. Amen. We just need to get ready for a homecoming. I've been thinking about that all week. We're going to have a homecoming in a few Sundays, the third Sunday of this week. And boy, I'm excited about that. I like all that good cooking. Amen. I like the good singing. I like the good preaching. But I like the good attitude, praise God, God's people come together. I like we're going to come together one day in a little while for a homecoming, a home going, praise God, that's out of this world. Can you imagine? I can only imagine what it's going to be like. But praise God, boy, it thrills my soul down the depths of my fibers of my being when I think about what heaven, and it's just right over yonder. Just a little while, praise God. Hey, it's not going to be long. Those that of us are in, praise God, we just need to be shining light, because there's some that's out, praise the Lord, outside of the light of God, and they need to see the light so they can be saved. Amen. Heaven won't be the same if one of our loved ones misses it. Heaven won't be the same if we can't get everybody that we love in and take them with us, praise God. Oh, help us, young'uns, that we'd have a burden for that more sure word of God. Amen. That'll get the job done when we can't. We're slothful in our well-doing. He said there was a voice. Amen. A voice. He said he'd received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the exceeding glory. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amen. We see God Almighty. We see the power of God. We see what the disciples saw. We see what the disciples heard, praise God. We hear the voice of God through them, praise God, giving honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. If God Almighty gives honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, how much more aren't we? Amen. Praise God. When they're telling you, shut up, don't say nothing in the name of Jesus. Praise God, we ought to pull up a chair, jump up on a stump and say, Jesus, 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 praise God, from the top of our lungs. You say, well, preacher, they'll throw you in jail and lock the door. Bless God, we'll start a jailhouse ministry. Amen, praise God. We'll do like old Ralph Sexton Sr. did. We'll get the shouting and praising God so much, so many people get the power of God upon them. They'll fall on their face, begin to cry out, and the jailers come get them and set them free, praise God. Say, you got to get out of here. You're tearing up the place. Amen. Praise God. Ought to be that way every day. Amen. We ought to hit our face, cry out, praise God, the power of God falls on us. It amazes me. We sit around, Brother Dean, wait on God to fall on somebody else. Boy, Miss Trina jump up and sing, boy, I did bless my heart. Maybe I might do something. Amen. Well, maybe she's sitting there waiting on you to jump up and do something, praise God. So she can say, glory to God, I'm gonna do something too. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't going to sit and wait on somebody else, praise God. If somebody give me an opportunity, I brag on my Savior, praise the Lord. I'm going to say glory to God in the high. Thank God for my Savior, praise God, who come to where I was and saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Brother Rex, I'm saved.
Amen.
Saved, saved, saved. I'm as saved as I can be.
Amen.
I'm as safe as I can be. I'm in the hand of my Father, praise God, and ain't nobody. No man can pluck me out. No man has that power. Amen. I believe, praise God, when we commit ourselves to the Lord, like James said, commit ourselves to the Lord and put up a resistance, resist the devil. praise God, and the old devil comes around, oh, he may mess around with you a little bit. But I believe God the Father will get tired of that, and he'll backhand that old rascal. Kind of like swatting a fly. I thought about that the other day. Boy, there's some things in this world that's aggravating. Hey, man, these little old gnats that flies, well, he's up here working, and things eat you up. Amen. You get in a hot day and you get to sweating. You say, preacher, they don't bother me. You break a sweat. Amen. You break a sweat and they'll eat you alive. I was thinking about that. I got a little old donkey and he's got ears about that long. He ain't about that big, but his ears half as long as he is. And boy, them old black biting gnats, they'll get all down his ears. Boy, his ears just a twitching and going like that. And I see that. You know what I do? I go down there and I get that fly spray. I get that pro stuff and put me on a glove and I spray it on a rag. And boy, I wipe around his ears and I dab it down in there. And boy, he shakes his head and he looks. I mean, it's just almost a look of satisfaction. I can say, donkey, you want some stuff in your ears? Pray God. He'll put some fly spray in your ears. Pray God. He'll come just to get it. He's done figured out, praise God, days from some relief. Comes out of that bottle, praise God, and he'll stand there and take her brother. I'll say, praise God, tonight, there's some relief. It'll come out of the folds of this book, praise God, and he'll give you a deliverance from whatever you're fighting over. Praise God, he'll get the gnats. He'll get that old biting stuff out of your life, praise God. He'll get rid of it, get shed of it, glory to God, and you'll feel better for it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, get out here. Only way you can get away from it, just work harder. Amen. I figured out, praise God. You get to working hard enough, them old batting gnats can't keep up with you. Amen. I done figured that out. You work fast enough, praise God, you can stay ahead of them. While they're trying to figure out where you're at, praise God, you'll be over somewhere else. Amen. That ought to be the way children of God are. Amen. While the devils are working out, trying to bear down on us one place, praise God, by the time when he gets his little nymphs and demons of hell focused on us, we need to be headed somewhere else. Amen. So how do you do it? By more sure word. Glory to God. This is just a prelim. I ain't got to the message yet. We ain't even got to the text yet that I want to use, but we praise the Lord. We see what they saw. We hear what they heard. They had a more sure word. The facts, praise God. The facts verified, praise God. The prophecy. Amen. Say, preacher, how'd they know? Praise God. Peter said the facts. Amen. The facts was the verification that they had of the prophecy. You say, preacher, what do we have? We've got the facts, praise God, Brother Rex, that verify the prophecy. We've got the facts of the Word of God, praise God. That's way up here, praise the Lord, and it verifies the prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. It tells us, praise God, that there is a God and that He's real. It tells us that in Genesis. Amen. You say, preacher, it doesn't. Somebody asked me, they told me this one time, is a little person. And it wasn't a midget, and it wasn't a kid. It was just a little person. And they said, preacher, they talk like a big person. I said, what? We was talking about the Bible. They said, let me just ask you a question. And they was reaching way up on the shelf. And they said, how do you know that there is a God? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the Bible in itself, it never nowhere tells us about God, who He is, or what, and all that kind of, it never lines it out for us. I said, yeah, it does. I said, it does. It does it perfectly. I said, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. Said, it doesn't say who He is. I said, in the beginning, God. Yeah, but it still don't verify. It doesn't say who He is. I said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's all I need to know. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. He's Almighty God, praise God. He holds it in His hand. He holds me in your hand. I told Him, I said, He holds you in His hand. He's God, praise the Lord. Amen. I said, I don't have any problem with that. I told you, I wrote in the book of my Bible years ago, in the beginning, God, I put, I believe, praise God, and I still believe it. I believe there's a lot of people today that quit believing. Amen. They quit believing God. Well, I don't understand why. He's still the same. He ain't changed. Now the world's changing. Well, they said, people, preacher, the world's changing all around. If they was really God, He wouldn't let this happen. Amen. If it wasn't for our wicked heart, it wouldn't be happening. Amen. We don't believe nothing. You can't tell people anything. They don't believe it. Amen. Our kids are oblivious to anything we have to say. What made them that way? I'll tell you what made them that way. The stinking devil. The stinking devil's inhabiting their mind, praise God. And he don't want them to hear it, praise God, because they've changed their ways. They think different. Yeah. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I know you wouldn't. That's why I'm saying it. Praise God, it's the stinking devil. Amen. Amen. What they need, praise God, is a good dose of salvation. Amen. Amen. They get saved, praise God. The devil won't have their mind no more. Light will begin to shine, won't it? Yeah. Amen. Light will bring you out of darkness. You come into the marvelous light. I think what church needs to come is today to come into the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. Just let Him reign there a while. Amen. Glory be to God. That light begins to shine through your heart, begins to shine in your life, in your mind, in the depths of your soul. And boy, you'll come out of there and say, what's I saying? What's I preaching about? Amen. I was going somewhere with that. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven. Amen. He is God Almighty. He is God. I know that He is because He said, in the beginning, God. That's where I was at. Amen. To the rabbit trail, but I got there. Amen. In the beginning, God, and that little person. Amen. When I got done, they was smaller than they was when I started. Because they claimed to be way up here. Claimed to be, you know, right up there, scooched up between Jesus and God. Amen. And I told him, I said, let me just say something. I love you. I'm just being honest. If you don't believe that God is God, then you're lost. You can't believe in something that you don't even know exists. Amen. That's worse than an infidel. At least an infidel swears that there's none. You believe that there's one, but you don't believe they exist. Who is He? He don't have to define Himself to us because He is God. He's self-defining. He's self-existing, praise God. He was and He always has been God Almighty. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. You? Anybody in here have a problem? See my church, praise God, and we'll look at the book, figure out where you're at. Amen. He said the facts, praise God, it was verified by prophecy. It was a more sure word. Now I'm getting to the text. Now you ain't no hurry. Now you don't have to go to work tomorrow. We got all night. Amen. Praise God. One time I'm going to get to preach all I want to. That be all right? I just preach all I want to. Amen. He said, Peter says in verse 19, he said, we have also a more sure word. Amen. Amen. So what he's saying here, a more sure word, that word also. That word also, it means to add to. Amen. It means to, that word jumps out and it says, Brother Rex said, I'm going to take precedence over. Amen. Now Peter just told us, said, say, listen, me and the disciples, the apostles, praise God, we saw Jesus Christ face to face. We saw the transfiguration. We saw Lord Jesus Christ. God Almighty spoke out of a cloud and said this. We heard a voice, praise God. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well. Please, praise God. He said, we have all that, praise God, but also. Now watch. He said, but also. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. You believe tonight that the Word of God is more sure than what you see? The Word of God is more sure than what you hear? He said, wait a minute, preacher. I had a person argue this with me one time too. He said, wait a minute, preacher. You messing up here? Because if we're hearing the Word of God, then we're here. I said, you don't ever hear the whole Word of God. I said, our human mind can't comprehend the whole Word of God. Amen. It's spiritually discerned a little here and a little there, praise God, but we don't comprehend. hid the whole volume of the book, praise God. If we did, you'd be God. Amen. That's what's wrong with the world today. That's what's wrong with churches today. We think we're little gods. Amen. We're heirs and joint heirs with Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. But God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ are God.
Amen.
Amen. They are God. They're my God. Amen. They my deliverer. They're my sustainer. They're my leadership and my guidance for my soul, praise the Lord. Amen. But it takes precedence. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, well, I won't say the Word of God. It takes precedence. It takes precedence over every personal experience. You might say it overrides. Listen to me. It overrides every personal experience we've ever had. People say, well, preacher, I know what I know what it was because I felt all tingly. You ever felt all tingly? Amen. I used to feel all tingly, praise God, when I was out in the dark by myself, nobody around. Amen. It was a tingling all up my spine, praise God, all the back of my head, my hair was standing up because I was afraid a booger was going to get me. Amen. But that wasn't of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every dream, every vision, every experience, every miracle, everything that we've ever accomplished, everything that we've ever said that we recognize, that we know, praise God. Amen. It has no effect if it's not proved by the Word of God. Amen. It's God. Everything, every experience we have has to be judged by God. Amen. It makes the difference. It puts us where we are. And establishes in the book. It's that more sure word, praise God, that gets us where it have to be. Jesus made that statement, amen. When Jesus cried out on this stuff, I mean, He literally cried. The Bible said He cried out on this subject. Amen. You know, Jesus cried out several times. He cried out when He was over there defiling the temple. He went out. I'd like to have been there. He went out and took some ropes. He began to twist to weave them together. Made him a scourge. Now he purposed in his heart, praise God, to clean house. Amen. That's what needs to happen in a lot of our house, praise God. Jesus needs to come in and clean house. But he went in, he cried out. Look at John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse, let's just go back to verse 43. John chapter 12, verse 43, it said, "For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." Now he's talking about the people in the synagogue. He's talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites, amen, that love the praise of people more than the praise of God. Verse 44, Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world." Here we go. There's a light on for you. "That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in the darkness." He said, praise God, if you just believe on me, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, you'll come out of the dark and you'll see the light. He said, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words," now watch this, "hath one that judgeth him." Who judges us? "The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Amen. He said, what's going to give an account? What's going to make it? What's going to judge the things that we say? It's not the experience we have, not the miracles we see, not the visions we beheld, praise God, but the Word of God will determine whether we're right with God or on the wrong side of God. Amen. He said, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting." That's being born again. Saved, praise God, by His marvelous grace. "Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." So what He says here, He says, it's not me that's speaking. He said, it's coming from the throne room of God. And God's Word, the Word of God, praise God, that more sure Word, praise the Lord, is what will judge us in the last days. Amen. Praise God. We better examine ourselves by the book. Amen. That's what I'm going to say. Now, we better, I'm more sure word of prophecy, more sure word of God. Why? Because that's what makes the difference. Now, look at me. I'm going to go right quickly. Verses 20 and 21. Now, these are key verses. Amen. In the Word of God. I mean, not only in this chapter, in Peter, these are key verses in the Word of God. It determines whose side we're on. It'll determine my faith. It'll determine your faith. It'll determine whose side we're on. Amen. It'll determine whether our faith is God-centered, hello, or man-centered. See, sometimes I think we get to think about, well, what will people think of me? Do I look good? Amen. Does people? Bob said to be careful of a man that all people think speak highly of. Amen. If I didn't have two or three backbiting against me all the time, praise God, I think I was on the devil's side. Amen. All right, as long as you got two or three, it's a backbiting. I won't know why you're doing this and why you're preaching that. Praise God. I got the devil on the run. Amen. Glory be God. I'm not on his side. I'm not here to preach. Praise God. I'm here to preach the Word of God to people of God that want the Word of God. Amen. That want to live for God. Praise the Lord. He manifests himself in our lives. He determines our faith. Where we're at. Amen. Now look at verse 20. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now watch this. Watch this word is. Now I was looking at this in my Greek lexicon to see how this played out. And this word means where it originated. Amen. He said no prophecy of Scripture originated. He said it came into existence of any private interpretation. Amen. He said so. He said this didn't come into existence from some man. It doesn't come into existence from some person. Where did the Word of God come from? Hello. Say it again. The Word of God came from where? From God. Amen. Amen. He said, it's not of any private interpretation. Praise God. He said, knowing this, this first. So this is the first thing. So Peter backs up here where he said, he's let me bring to your remembrance. Remember, always remember that the Word of God doesn't come from man. It's not coming from me. It's coming from God. Amen. Peter was probably a pastor of a Baptist church. Probably a fundamental independent Bible-believing Baptist church. And when he had preached things that people didn't like, they would come at him. It's kind of like, throwing eggs at the mailman when he brings you a dime. Now probably Peter was going through that. And he said, look, he said, folks, I'm out of here. I've just got a short time. He said, don't be a bragging me about it. Praise God. Remember that the Word comes from God. It's amazing that little word is make that much difference. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. He says, no one person determines the Word of God. Ain't you glad that's the way it is? The Bible says, here a little, there a little. Amen. He said, that's how you cipher the Word. That's how you see the truth, praise God. You look at a little bit here and a little bit there, and praise God, the Holy Spirit brings it together in the middle so that men can see the magnificent grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it's not of any private interpretation. He said, it's not of any private determination. Man, no one person determines the Word of God. God Almighty determines the Word of God. Amen? You say, what is he talking about? What determined by interpretation? It's whether it's true or not true. Amen. God is the only one that can say if it's true or not true. Amen? Praise God. And he gives us truth. Absolutely. Absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. Praise God. So what he said in verse 21, he says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. He said, the prophecy didn't come from man. Amen. The power from God, the Word of God, it didn't come from man. You say, well, preacher, men wrote it down. As they were moved of God. All Scripture given by inspiration, God, and is profitable. It come from God, and it's profitable. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Prophecy came by the will of, didn't come by the will, never came by the will of man. Praise the Lord. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God. You want to know how to get a hold of the Word of God real good and tight? Get holy. Amen. Get self and selfishness out of your life and get holy. That's why God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then the holy book will stick with you. Amen. It'll make them different. It'll change you a little at a time. He said, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So he said here what takes place, praise God, why this is needful, praise God, is because there's a more sure word of prophecy. He said, more than your experiences, more than what you've seen, more than what you've heard, the truth is a more sure word of prophecy. Amen? A more sure word. He said, so Peter tells us here in verse 19, he says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. So he said, what we need to do, why did he tell us? He said, because we need to pay attention. We need to study it. We need to meditate on it. We need to pray over it because it's the base of our lives. It's the base of our homes. It's the base of our church, praise God. It's the base of our families, glory be to God. And then we can take America back once again, amen.